Minister, if we needed a reminder in relation to just how volatile, how fragile and how utterly unpredictable the situation in the Gulf remains, it is today, because we've been handed that stark reminder with the news that Donald Trump has declared the ceasefire deal with Iran over and has launched fresh attacks. Everyone in this chamber, everyone across the country, hopes against hope that some semblance of a ceasefire can be maintained. But let's be honest with ourselves. Hope isn't a strategy. Hope is what you relied on when you have no control. It's not a substitute for prudent economic planning. And there is zero certainty here. There's no guarantees that the Strait of Hormuz will remain open or that global supply lines won't be choked tomorrow morning. That constant looming threat of conflict is a direct and a risk to energy prices rising up again, and we see the price of a barrel of oil has risen sharply in the last number of hours. And that is precisely why Sinn Féin has consistently and repeatedly called for the excise duty on petrol and diesel to be kept exactly where it is. It needs to be held at the current level until it can be properly reviewed as part of the normal budget process in October. That is the only prudent and sensible things to do. Instead, what this government has done is they've taken the reckless decision to lock in price increases that will kick in automatically when the doll isn't even sitting. I simply don't understand or comprehend how this government thinks it's appropriate or fair to legislate for a hike in the price of petrol and diesel that will come into effect on the 1st of September. Now, the Minister stood up in the past, and he's tried to comfort us by stressing that everything will be kept under review. But we need to cut through the spin. The reality is that this legislation effectively commits the state to these price increases without a single shred of visibility into where fuel prices will be in the future. Let's look at the timeline here, because the optics and the reality are damning. Next week, this House will rise. The doors of Leinster House will lock, the ministers will head off on their summer holidays, and your parting gift to ordinary Irish people across the state will be that you have locked in fuel price increases that will hit them in their pockets. By the time we hit Christmas, we are going to see the price of diesel increase by 34 cents. The price of petrol increase by a staggering 29 cents. That is what you're asking us to vote on today. And think about what that actually means to people in real life out there. People in my constituency of Donegal, people in Mayo and people in other rural communities right across the state who have no choice, no public transport, no alternatives but to get in their car, to go to work, to drop their kids off to school or to visit that neighbour or elderly relative. And as if that wasn't good enough, you're not just hitting them with increases on petrol and diesel, you're also now going to hit them on top of that with an increase in home heating oil, an increase in natural gas, an increase on a basic bag of coal also. And when does that kick in? It kicks in October, right when the days are getting shorter, right when the nights are getting colder, and right when families are forced to turn on the heating back on. So carbon tax, as I said numerous times here, is regressive. In 2022, the ESRI stated that it is well known that carbon taxation is regressive. Research by Galway University found that carbon taxes, and I quote, carbon taxes are regressive in all countries. The only question is how regressive? So I would urge the Minister, even at this late stage, to talk to your colleagues and reconsider the approach that you're taking in terms of increasing fuel costs. Because we know we can't control what happens in the Gulf. We can't control what happens in the United States. But, Minister, we can control what we do right here, right now, in this chamber. We can control the level of taxation that we place on petrol and diesel. And you can do the right thing here. You can use those levers of taxation to release the pressure and the burden on ordinary people across the state. Because people are stressed out. People are under serious, serious pressure.